Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Welcome back to Pomp and Joe. Pomp is sitting across from me. And Bob, what a wonderful man you've become in your later years. I've noticed it.
What specifically?
Your niceness to anyone you meet. Perhaps that was the story of your early years as well.
That, and my father and my mother said it. They told me a long time ago, it's nice to be important. It's more important to be nice. That's been my thing.
Frank Burns said that on MASH. It's nice to be nice to the nice. Do you remember that line?
Sure.
And I respect
it's
that.
It's a better choice than the other way. You know, it just leads to problems. So why go through it?
You'd have to ask Ron about that.
By the way,
that.
Did the guy travel last night? I thought he did. Derek Queen, Maryland.
Oh, my
buzzer
God, yes,
beater.
He traveled.
I get this debate going about traveling. He took three steps.
Three
and
steps?
And I know, you're, apparently there's this leeway now where you when you have the ball in your possession, you sort of get 2.5, but... It would have been, if the call had been made travel, what do you think would have happened? Maryland fan base, watch that ball go in and denies them a win.
You got to call that. It was a blatant travel. You have to call that.
In that moment, I don't think they were going to call anything. I think they were going to let it play out.
Man. And then there was UConn, Dan Hurley leaving the court. Did you see that, Bob?
Yeah.
Saying, I hope they don't bleep you like they bleeped us talking to the Baylor team. I hope they don't do that to you, Baylor. Just looking like a bitter loser as he left the court. And I've had mixed feelings about him. You know, I could tell how passionate he is, but the UConn SID took exception to people posting that video, Bob. Took exception to that. And he said, you know, the only thing we should be showing here is Coach Hurley leaving the court arm in arm with his players. He said the lasting image should be of him walking off with his seniors, overwhelmed with emotion. And then he said someone who was where they weren't supposed to be instead puts out that video. Too bad. They got the video, and that's part of the story here of Dan Hurley leaving that court. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it is. They had a great run. They won 14 straight NCAA tournament games, I think it was, back-to-back championships. They went far. You know, they won their first game. They could have won this and gone to the Sweet 16. They would have been a dangerous team. I thought they played Florida well. But, you know, calls, you're going to get them both ways throughout the course of a game.
If you get that on video and you're in the hallway there and he's walking by, then that's what you got. And that helps complete a full picture there. And I respect the way that they played in this tournament. They battled to defend their two-time championship status. But, you know, a lot of times he looks like a jerk. And he does here, too. So too bad for the SID there. Noah Hiles in Florida. How are you, sir?
I'm well, Joe. How are you?
Good. You sound like you're in a laundromat.
Or in one of those.
Or in a washer.
Or a toilet facility in a gas station.
Here, let me. I'm trying. It's always hard to find a good place to talk at a ballpark. So I'll
Bobby's on the screen. Look at him.
Look at him. There he is.
Here's a nice little background view of the Twins spring training facility.
Awesome. But, well, we're trying to get this roster figured out. When will the final roster be announced? The final 26-man roster?
I don't think we'll know until Wednesday. I think we'll have we're able to piece together most of it now, but I think we'll know the final bullpen spots and the final position player spots Wednesday, the day before opening day. The team has a workout. The media are invited to in Miami. I think we'll find it all out then, which is a little later than usual, or later than normal.
What is the latest, if there is latest, Noah, on the situation with Jared Jones? I know he was seeking a second opinion, and we haven't heard much about it since.
Yeah, still nothing. It's something that I check in on every single day, just through sources that I have. I obviously ask the team as well. We hear that there's going to be an update. There's going to be an update. I think the expectation now is they'll have an update Wednesday, the same day we'll know about the roster final moves. So Wednesday's going to be a big day. But I would say, just based off of the information we got today with Carmen Majinski being announced as a starter, that Jared Jones doesn't look like he's going to be in this rotation to start the year. Now, maybe they're rostering six starters to start if Jones is healthy. I think it's looking more like Jared won't be with the team on the opening day roster, though.
How about Spencer Horwitz? Any update on when he'll be available?
I think he's still on the same timeline that he's always been, which is late April. It was 6 to 8 weeks at the start of spring training. That's returned to game action. He's going to need probably a couple weeks of a rehab assignment because he's missed all of spring. This is the last spring training game, and he's not in the lineup. So he's going to need a couple of weeks to build up. But I know that this over the past week, he's been swinging a bat, hitting soft toss pitching. He's able to throw now and do everything in the field. So I think he's close to being at full health again. But once he gets to that point, he's still going to need a build up as far as activity goes. He's going to need to face some minor league pitching, I think, for a couple weeks before we see him up here with the Pirates.
So why, it seems to me like they're not going to bring Gorski on this roster. What does that guy have to do, and why wouldn't he be a short-term option, at least to see what he has?
Gorski's been out of the mix for weeks now. He was optioned down to minor.
I understand, but why?
I don't know. I mean, his hits, a lot of them came against minor league pitching in these Grapefruit League games. I get the appeal with him, with the size, and his hit for power in the minor league levels. I just think there are other guys they like more for a temporary option at first base. I mean, Gorski isn't on the 40-man roster either, so they would have to clear a roster spot to get him up here, and I don't think they want to do that. I don't even know if they're going to do that for DJ Stewart now at this point, with Andy Rodriguez being available at first base, and you have Adam Frazier and Jared Triolo who can play the position as well. I expect those three guys to probably be your first base trio until Horowitz is ready.
Adam Frazier had a horrible year last year and a horrible spring training. Why is he on the team?
Because they signed him to a major league contract. I mean, last year he was riddled with injuries. This spring, yeah, he hasn't looked good. But, I mean, there are some big leaguers who just never have good springs. And they're doing what they need to do to get their body ready, and maybe they can flip the switch. I mean, Frazier is a reserve on this team. He's not going to be an everyday player. But it is interesting to look now. I think a lot of the logic behind signing Frazier was they wanted a left-handed bat off the bench. And it's looking like they're going to have all left-handed bats off the bench now. If Sawinski makes this team, if Bay makes this team, even if DJ Stewart makes this team, I mean, a lot of their reserve bats are going to be left-handers at the plate. So I don't know what you're necessarily getting from Frazier that you're not getting from a Nick York or a Billy Cook other than big league experience. So clearly they see something in his ability on the field in addition to that experience that leads him to still be a lock for this opening day roster.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. and we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
So, well, Andy Rodriguez hasn't done a lot at first base. I remember last year, Noah, we saw, and you reported, I think, on the fact that Brian Reynolds was getting some time there. It's the one position that year after year seems to have the most turnover. They can't find a first baseman. They're hoping that Horwitz can be that guy, of course. But do you think they should have looked harder into, and I know they acquired him, but there are other guys out there that they could have signed as free agents? And this also goes for left field. I know they have Tommy Pham, but there were better options, I thought, that cost a little bit more. Did they do enough in this offseason? Because I don't think they did, given the fact that Paul Skenes says he expects more. The city deserves more. Have they done enough?
I don't think right now, no. I think on the pitching side, they added depth to the bullpen. They didn't need to make a ton of additions to the starting rotation. The Heaney move was really all they needed to do there, and they did that. That was fine. The bullpen depth is, I think, a lot stronger than it was last year with Kyle Nicklaus not making the opening day roster. I would have never thought that would have been the case, but I see how it happened now with the other options that they have there. But as far as the position player group goes, yeah, I mean, Horwitz was acquired with the hope that he would answer that problem that you mentioned at first base, Bob, where year after year it's a new guy. They went and got a guy with 5 years of team control who's affordable, who they like, who they're familiar with. I mean, Charrington was there when he was drafted in Toronto. This was a guy they liked and thought, okay, this can be the first baseman of both the now and the future. It's just ironic that he showed up to camp hurt. But when you look at the other options, yes, I think you could have got more proven talent at both first base and corner outfield. Corner outfield primarily through free agency. There were a lot of guys who went at what I thought were reasonable prices to teams that are competing for postseason spots this year that would have looked really good in this Pirates lineup. And then for first base, I mean, there were guys on the trade market who I thought would have been a good fit. I mean, Lowe goes from Texas to Washington. I would have thought that would have been good. I think Yandy Diaz is going to get dealt sometime this year from Tampa Bay. I think he would look good at first base on this team. Ryan Mountcastle is one of like four guys who can play first base, and he's on Baltimore's roster. He's only got a couple of years of control left, but that's, again, that's a proven veteran bat that would look really good in the middle third of the order here. But instead, they went with someone with years of control and someone who's a little cheaper at first base, and they got the same kind of player that they've acquired throughout their whole tenure as a regime here in Tommy Pham, and that's a veteran on a one-year deal. And I think, yeah, they probably could have done a little bit more at both of those spots.
Bob, may I engage no one in a game of free association?
If I ever said no to that, what would you say to me?
It would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
We'd talk about it like we talk about all our problems.
I like it. It's quick, and it's to the point.
All right, these could even be one-word answers, Noah, and we have to get to a bunch of things. Are you ready?
Yes.
When do we see Henry Davis again?
May.
Who's going to lead off the game on Thursday? Who's your leadoff hitter?
Tommy Pham.
Dear God, is what I have to say to that. Pham will be platooning in left field with Jack Sawinski, yes or no?
At first, but I think by the end of April that will be the case, yes.
Ke'Bryan Hayes will play how many games this season in your estimation?
115.
When will we see Bubba Chandler?
Late May.
How about Thomas Harrington?
Maybe June, July. Not long after Chandler.
Is Majinski the new fifth starter?
Yes, that's confirmed. Shelton told us that today.
Holy bird milk. How many innings per game can we expect from him? Is that an opener-type situation?
I asked about that. No, he is stretched out to go at least five innings right now. Up to five innings right now, which is where about every starter is stretched out to.
They're leading 2-1 in the eighth, going into the ninth inning on Thursday. Who closes the game?
I still think it's David Bednar, but he's not a closer right now. Hasn't been given that title.
Santana?
I think it's still Bednar, but they just haven't given him the title of closer yet. That's all.
Bob, you ruined the rhythm of the whole thing.
It was one word.
I know. It was supposed to be. Yeah. Thank you, Noah Constrictor. I have no further questions. Limits, did I miss anything? I know you're an avid Pirates observer.
No. I think really just Andy Rodriguez playing first base, Noah, after he rarely did that at all with the Major League Club or in spring training. Why now to make that decision?
They wanted to get him ready as a catcher. That was a point that they wanted to make to him, that because he missed all of last season, catcher is a far more demanding defensive position. So they wanted to have him get a full spring as a catcher under his belt. And then this week, when it became clear he was making the team, they said, all right, now we can start giving you some run at first base when we know that your catching is back up to where it needs to be after missing a full season. And I kind of agree with that he needs to work with the pitching staff all spring. He can, if you know how to play first base, if you played first base professionally, you can pick that back up pretty quickly.
How much first base has he played?
He's played it relatively often in the minor leagues. He played it even last year during some of his rehab assignments. And I believe Indianapolis is where he played last year. But I don't know how much he's played it in the major leagues, just because he hasn't played a ton of major league baseball. But he's familiar enough where they obviously are confident in him to only play it once this spring and be ready to be an option there in the regular season.
Thank you, Noah Constrictor.
See you, Noah. Have
Absolutely,
a good day.
Guys. Thanks for having me on. Too.
Nice man, Bob, is he not?
Yeah, very, very good at what he does, too. He's always there, always delivering the latest information.
I mean, it still seems odd to me that they decided to prepare one of their first basemen by having him play catcher all spring. Call me crazy on that one. How much first base has this guy played?
Well, he said Davis would be up in May. I'm just wondering what would constitute that promotion. What would have to happen? Because by then, Horwitz should be playing. Would it be to DH? Would it be to catch? If he's coming up in May, I wonder what scenario it would take.
City Dweller, do you know how much first base this guy has played?
Yeah, so in the minor leagues, he did play some, whether it be bouncing around levels or whatever, but not in the majors. I think maybe one game in the majors.
He's played 18 games at single A. Of first base, three games at single A plus, nine games at triple A, and two in the majors. We're talking about this guy like he's Anthony Rizzo over there, Bob. He's barely played. What are we doing?
Again, searching for a first baseman. It has been the way they've done business for the last several years. They can't find one
I've seen it played poorly.
And as Noah said, there were options out there. But they want these guys who have 5 years of control, who don't cost all that much. Again, though, if you're trying to win, you've got to go against that. You know, you don't need to always make those kinds of hires. Everybody he described the people they brought in lately, one-year kind of guys.
Just throw them in there.
The last multi-year free agent or player they signed was Ivan Nova way back in 2016.
Listen, I know that that catcher is obviously way more demanding, but... And when you're playing a decent first base, you're not supposed to be noticeable. You know what is noticeable?
Right.
When you're not playing a decent defensive first base. When you're not picking throws in the dirt and things like that.
Yep.
And making all the necessary plays over there, it becomes very noticeable. This dude has hardly played first base limits.
Yeah, I mean, he is very athletic, and I feel like that might be a help for them. He can hit. At least we think
sure?
In the minors he can hit. We still haven't seen it in the majors. I would much rather see that, though, than DJ Stewart or Derek Hall at first base. Or Triolo, for that matter.
Okay.
Or Adam Frazier, he even mentioned.
I'd rather see you than Adam Frazier play first base, bump.
And again, I understand Noah's answer, and it's the right answer. Why is he on the roster? Because he signed a major league contract.
Who?
Well, Adam Frazier. It doesn't matter to me.
You can still get rid of a guy.
And you pay it. And
it's
you
a major
say,
league
I'm
contract
sorry, major,
worth if, 10 cents.
Just, yeah, you don't have to do it just because he's on a major league contract versus a two-way or a minor league or whatever they're going to do. I don't know. Doesn't seem to be the right reasoning, which is why I don't like Kyle Nicklaus not up here either, just because he has options.